Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys have had an absolutely awesome weekend. You know, I always wonder where our taxpaying dollars are going. You know, right? We got the FDA, we got the EPA, we got the CDC, we got, I don't know, I mean, you know, OSHA, you know. So when I see that the CDC comes out with this groundbreaking, you know, mind-shattering piece of advice, I really feel like we're getting our tax dollars worth. You know, every thousand upon thousand and thousand of dollar check I write to the IRS, this makes it all worth it. This justifies it. We have now some advice from the CDC telling us to not poop in the pool. I know. I don't know what we would do without the CDC. Apparently, the CDC has issued a very important message. Do not poop in the pool. Also, oh, no, no, no. Their work isn't done. Their work is not done. They say try not to be in a pool where someone else has pooped. So, I know, I know. Okay, yeah, see, never, ever, ever underestimate all the fine work our government does. All right, apparently, they also suggest, you know, I mean, because they really want to show that they're doing their job and working overtime, that if you are going to swim in a pool where somebody pooped nearby, don't swim with your mouth open. Now, what they're getting at is there's norovirus. And norovirus is a very nasty and stinky, contagious stomach virus that people seem to get on cruise ships. You know, cruise ships seem to be grounded, if that's the right word for a ship. You ground a ship, or yeah, I think you ground a ship, even though it's technically in the water. Yeah, you bring the ship above ground, when norovirus outbreaks happen. And you get norovirus by oral-fecal route. Now, oral-fecal route, stop the giggling. Oral-fecal route is where you get something into your mouth from somebody else's feces. And it could be from poor hand washing. It could be from swimming with your mouth open. And so the CDC thought that it should, they, you know, that they should, you know, make their announcement. Now, lakes apparently have high levels of poop-related risks. And the CDC announcement describes how some people in Oregon swam in a lake last year and ended up getting the virus. Now, what happens if you get the virus? You have vomiting and diarrhea. And it could make you pretty sick. How do you die from that? Dehydration. Some weren't even swimming in the lake, so they don't know how they got it unless maybe, you know, from the dirt around. So they say try not to pee in the water. We're not just talking pools. We're talking about lakes. Try not to pee. Try not to vomit. They say maybe skip swimming if you think you're going to urinate or vomit or poop in the lake or pool. So, you know how we ask our kids, look, you know, do you have a fever? You know, how do you feel? Are you well enough to swim? You also need to ask the questions. Do you think you are going to urinate in the pool or urinate in the lake? Do you feel the need that you're going to have to defecate? Well, Mom, you know, yeah, if there's no bathroom nearby, yes, I'm probably just going to pee or poop in the lake. Don't do that. And I remember remember one of my listeners got really, really mad because I was telling people, I was telling them that if you're going to go out into the middle of the Pacific Ocean, don't poop or pee in the middle of the ocean. And one of my listeners called up on the answer line so mad at me for saying, what are you talking about? Of course you can pee and poop in the ocean. You know, but see, this is why. The Pacific Ocean is big. I get that. And we're not really desalinating yet to introduce it into our water system. However, if you're in the habit of peeing and pooping, right, in the middle of a body of water, what's to stop you in a lake or in a pool or the bathtub? All right. So I guess this important message comes in honor of Health and Safe Swimming Week, and it's mostly geared towards children. I got to tell you, I think parents are worse. You know, I'm at public pools a lot because I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas, Nevada has some of the most amazing hotels. And so we, you know, we love to do staycations, and you go and you get a room and hopefully you get a local discount, and then you hang out by the pool. And I see kids go, Mommy, I gotta go pee-pee. So you see the parent want to tell the kid, just go, oh, I don't want to get out of the pool. But because everybody's looking, the parent's like, okay, Bobby, let's go. And then the parent takes the kid out of the pool, and I'm like, oh, I bet the parent peed three times. So, all right. So you guys know what you need to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking a little bit later today to Amy Tarkanian, television personality, community leader, and mom of little Jerry Tarkanian, who suffered a stroke. Amy is the daughter-in-law of the famous basketball coach, iconic coach Jerry Tarkanian. We're going to talk about her and what she's doing to raise awareness for pediatric stroke and why some of these symptoms could blow your mind. You could think your kid just had a bad headache one day and have no idea that the kid had a stroke. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the pagan diet. All right? The pagan diet combines vegan and paleo, hence pagan diet. Is this something we should do? Then apparently, government wants to regulate the brewing of morphine. We're going to talk about this and the poppy plant. Pretty interesting stuff. We're also going to talk about, you know, I guess Amazon is promising now Prime Now delivery. And I guess we're catching Amazon workers jump the New York subway to do Prime delivery. And now we're using Subway to deliver your Amazon packages. This is while we're waiting for the whole drone issue. We have another cure for hangovers that's becoming pretty popular. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dalia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, the Dr. Dahlia Show, even though I totally mix those two up. But just type Dahlia and you'll find something. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. By the way, you guys have no idea how talented Tom is. Tom, do you mind coming on air and sharing with us your talent?
My talent for carving bananas into dinosaurs.
Yes.
yeah, I got really bored during one of my shows. Because, I mean, we're just sitting here listening, so my hands just tend to fiddle. And I had a banana for breakfast, and it's kind of spilled over into, oh, I got a plastic knife and fork, and now it's an awesome dinosaur.
Yes.
He's gone now.
I gotta post this. I have to post this on Facebook. Now, you see, as a mom, my first inclination is to say bad boy, because you obviously weren't eating your fruit, you were playing with it, and if your mommy wanted you to eat a banana for your breakfast, obviously you didn't eat it. But you said you did end up eating this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, this was, I was trying not to eat it while I was carving it, and that ended up becoming harder than I thought.
All right. Well, Tom, you are so talented. I will post this on Facebook and Twitter later. I just hope PETA doesn't go after you for eating your Bananasaurus.
Oh, man. Watch out for him.
You are in trouble now. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Okay, fix your radios, people. Your radios are down. I said DALI, and I know some of you guys' radios are down when I said that. Okay, are you addicted to your smartphone? Do you suffer from separation anxiety or go into a panic as a battery dies? I hate to say this, but this nomophobia is a real big issue, and this was a diagnosis that I never learned about in medical school, because the internet was just starting. You know, it blows my mind how fast the internet has really only been around, you know, maybe about 20 years to the degree that we use it today. But I remember just barely playing around with the internet coming out of medical school. And, you know, the only thing I really knew about the internet was there were a lot of porn sites that my friends would log on to. And there were some doctor interactive type message board things. So I got on that a little bit, and then email. I didn't like the concept of email because I like to talk, and so it was a little difficult. But you know, if I think about it, it was only after 1996 that I really started to 96, 97 was when I really started to use a computer. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had a little we threw our beepers away, and we had our little flip phones, and you know, we were starting to be like, okay, well, you know, I have a phone with me so you could call, but be careful because it's expensive. It was very expensive. I remember we were really, really worried about what our bill would be using an actual cell phone. And then texting. You know, we had to be very, very careful with sending an actual SMS message because of the cost. And, you know, we were, you know, listen, I was still, you know, in training, and even after training, you know, I had to borrow up the yin-yang to start my practice. So we were really, really self-conscious. And now it is so easy. And I mean, my guess is it's free. I don't really know much about the packages that my husband doesn't tell me, because he probably thinks I would have a conniption fit knowing. But I mean, I text now more than I talk, and you guys know I talk a lot. So including my show that I do every day and Saturdays, I still text more than I speak. All right, so now we have a new diagnosis, nomophobia. And nomophobia is where you suffer anxiety when you are separated from your phone. All right? And there's apparently a questionnaire that we could take to see if you and I are affected. Now, previous studies have found that 18 to 24-year-olds are the worst affected. 77% are unable to stay away from their phone for more than a few minutes. So U.S. psychologists interviewed 9 undergraduates identified as being reliant on their smartphones. They interviewed them about how they felt when separated from their cell phone and identified 4 characteristics of smartphone separation anxiety. They found people feel insecure when they can't text or call their friends and family, and feel disconnected from their online identity. They also feel inadequate when they can't access information, like searching for answers to questions via Google. Yeah, that blows my mind. All right, I don't need a thesaurus. I don't need a dictionary. I don't even need to remember how to prescribe certain medications, because I could very lazily go to my phone. Now, thank God I trained learning how to memorize these medications, but I'm seeing some of these newer students not know what the milligrams are and the frequency, and they're like, well, you know, thank God I got Hippocrates, and I have, I go, oh, no, 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 no. You need to memorize this stuff. You need to memorize your IV fluids and your bolus doses and things like that. Yeah, you memorize it for the test, but, you know, you're going to be in a hospital setting or in a medical setting where you will not be able to access your phone. Now, yes, more and more I'm starting to, you know, look stuff up, going, oh, that sounds like a new medicine. And, you know, really, Viagra suppositories? You know, I mean, so anyway, there's no Viagra suppository, but, you know, I'll still look up the new stuff, but thank God I trained in a program where it had to be memorized and memorized very early on. So, let's look at this little quiz here. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. So, question number one, I would feel uncomfortable without constant access to information through my smartphone. You do a scale of 1 to 20 on a sheet of paper and then, No. Scale of 1 to 7. Sorry about that, okay? I would be annoyed if I cannot look up information on my smartphone when I wanted to. Being unable to get the news, like happenings, weathers on my smartphone would make me nervous. That's got to be a big one in tornado country. I would be annoyed if I could not use my smartphone or its capabilities when I wanted to do so. Running out of my battery in my smartphone would scare me. That's me. But here's the thing. The reason why I am so addicted to my phone, and I don't want to use the word addicted, but I'm so reliant, is because my kids. You know, I mean, I know in the olden days you would drop off your kids, then they would take, or they would, you know, drop them off at the bus stop, or they'd walk to the bus stop. Then, you know, you come home from the bus stop, stop over at Johnny's house, or, you know, I'd do kissy kissy with Johnny, hang out with Lisa, and then finally make it to home when it starts getting dark. And then, but see, nowadays it's like, I need to know where my kids are at all times. Type of world we're living in. So if my kids can't reach me on my phone, that would make me go into a major panic attack. If you ran out of credits or hit your monthly data limit, I did that once, and OMG, I was freaking out because of the money. If you didn't have a signal or could not connect to Wi-Fi, if you could not use your smartphone and you thought that you would get stranded somewhere, if you could not check your smartphone for a while, would you go into anxiety if you had to be away from your phone for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, etc.? If you couldn't instantly communicate with your friends, what would happen? If you were worried that your friends or family couldn't reach me, that's a big one for me. You know, what would happen if you couldn't do text messages, etc.? Well, anyway, so it goes on. And basically, I think I've already failed this test miserably. But the other thing, too, is you know, what's very frustrating for me is if everybody doesn't get on board society-wise, we're screwed. So here we are in a society where we, I think, are very unhealthily dependent on a little baby phone. That really makes me nervous. We're not memorizing people's phone numbers and birthdays. We're not, memorizing medications. We're not memorizing things anymore. We're not learning things. And everything is now our smartphone. All right? You know, one of my patients heard about the app that, you know, the English to Spanish translation, etc. And tell you, I don't have to learn Spanish because I could just use this. So anytime I want, I could, you know what, just learn a language. All right, so we're not using our brains because we're relying on these smartphones. So that in and of itself is pretty dangerous. But also the anxiety. All right, I don't want to be anxious about stuff. There are bigger fish to fry. Yet my battery starts to go low, or my kid can't reach me, or I get cut off in the middle of a sentence. And with the type of work I do, especially in media, if you don't answer a call back within a minute or so, all right, people move on. So you need to be readily available. I need a stat lab. I need to know what's going on with my patients. I need to know before the doctor leaves. If the doctor tries to call me, can't reach me, leaves for the day, I'm screwed. So we're very, very dependent. And I don't know where we're going to go with this in terms of, trying to relearn some of the things we've always learned. Right? But, you know, smartphones are making us dumber. I said that years ago. Everybody now says that, and it's frustrating. Okay, we're coming up on break. When we come back, we got Amy Tarkanian, TV personality, daughter-in-law of the iconic coach Jerry Tarkanian, talking about her son's stroke and what she's doing to raise stroke awareness. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli. We'll be right back.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really, really love my next guest because she's a good friend of mine, and she's a TV personality. She's a community leader. She's an icon. I've always been a fan of hers. Daughter-in-law of the iconic coach, Jerry Tarkanian, and one of the best moms in the whole wide world, Amy Tarkanian. Hey, Amy, how you doing?
Holy cow, wow, I've got a lot to live up to with that intro.
You And remember, I loved MacGyver. So to have you on the same level as MacGyver, you know I'm a fan.
MacGyver's the man. That's hard to top.
So listen, honey, I know you've had a rough year. You've had a lot go on. Kind of share what's been going on.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm definitely ready for 2016 to be done. I'm ready to turn the sour situations into some great learning experiences, hoping that we can help other people out. My father-in-law, who most people were aware of, passed in February, so it wasn't that long ago. He was 84. He had suffered multiple strokes himself. He had some heart problems and he gave a good fight, but it was time to go home, and it was just really tough on the entire family. And my only son, I have four kids, but my youngest is my son, and he was named after my father-in-law, so he's Jerry Tarkanian, and his namesake. And the, I don't know if you want to call it ironic thing, or some people think, oh my gosh, this is so bizarre that this happened, but you know, it could also be a God thing. And what I mean by that is my son had a stroke April 17th.
And only 5 years old.
I would not wish that. And he's only 5 years old.
Right.
And I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But I've got to tell you, once again, if you've got to turn a sour situation into something positive, because he was named after my father-in-law, I wholeheartedly believe that with both situations, just being so gut-wrenching, and for the community to just feel the pain, feel the sadness, feel the loss, and the understanding of these two major situations back-to-back, and both having the same name, is, you know, I don't know if you want to call it coincidental or ironic once again, but if we are to get this message out that children can get strokes, just like his grandfather did, then so be it. My son, thankfully, is doing well. He has rebounded. He's recovering. He is just an amazing, amazing little boy to watch with his determination on making sure that he becomes 110% healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And with the fact that we have both Jerry Tarkanian names, we're able to catapult this into the media, into the spotlight, and help those who don't have, say, a microphone or a voice like my son would.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Amy, for those who joined us, we're talking to Amy Tarkanian. You know, Amy, another thing that I noticed on a global level, because when little Jerry had a stroke, it was all over the news nationally, globally. I was seeing sources in Europe talk about this case. And the reason why it garnered so much attention is, you know, one, it's a child, but also it you were looking at a very, very healthy boy. And he was complaining of pain or he wasn't having what we would have thought that adults would have, where part of their face starts to go numb or paralyzed, et cetera. Describe what type of symptoms and why this eludes so much of us, or so many of us.
Well, you know, now looking back, you know, leading up to the stroke, he had actually said, Mom, I'm seeing double. I'm going to need glasses. And I thought, well, it's because one of his sister has glasses, you know, and something he just wants to be like her. Well, your vision, affecting your vision, is a symptom and a sign to watch out for. Mm-hmm. Blurred vision. And then he had said, oh, Mom, my legs hurt, my feet hurt. And we're thinking, okay, he's five. He's, you know, he plays basketball. He plays baseball. He's a very active kid.
Right now.
Oh, and he says his feet hurt. He just walked in the room.
Oh, baby, give him kisses for me. Oh, my. And thank God he was running yesterday. I was so happy to see him do that.
Yeah, exactly. And so he had been complaining about his feet hurting, his legs hurting, and because he's active, we thought, okay, well, it's just because he's tired, or, you know, every little kid wants to be held by their parent. And so we kind of blew that off. And then he had just a really rough, overexerted couple days in preschool, because they were getting ready to learn about kindergarten and had picture day. And we thought, he came home, he was so tired. This is another sign. He was so tired, he wanted to go to bed before dinner. That's not normal. This kid will stay up, and he's like a little rock star. You know, so you tell him to go to bed, he'll be up till like 10 o'clock at night. So So the pain in his legs, the pain in his feet, the blurred vision, the being overly tired, those were all signs that we should have known. But once again, he's five. Who's going to think that we're looking out for a stroke at this point in his life?
Exactly.
Not me, not my husband.
Exactly.
And then when the evening happened, before we took him into the hospital, he was very lethargic, crying, whimpering, that we'd get him to go back to sleep. And then it happened a couple times. He didn't have a fever, and Danny took him to the bathroom, and his left leg gave out. And Danny thought, my gosh, he's exhausted. This is bizarre. This has never happened. You get him back to bed at about 3:30 in the morning, wakes up totally belligerent, not making any sense, eyes look glossed over, and now screaming in pain, but he can't tell us why at this point. And my husband finally says, do you want to go to the hospital? And he says, yes. And I said, honey, mommy doesn't want you to go to the hospital. Do you really want to go to the hospital? And clear as day, he said, yes, mommy, I hurt. And
wow.
So,
and for a kid to say that, like you had told me, you know, kids don't want to go to the hospital, you know?
No, nobody wants, especially since he just was in and out of one multiple times from watching his grandfather. So he knows hospitals, you know, they're a good thing, but in the end, everyone wants out. So...
Yeah.
So my husband goes to put him in the car, goes to put a seatbelt on him. At that point, he had lost the mobility of his left arm. He couldn't put his arm in the seatbelt. By the time he got into the hospital, the first doctor that saw him said, oh, he must have had a migraine or a seizure. And that is a common misdiagnosis of a stroke. And there's another little kid in town who's now seven, had four strokes last year. He was turned away by two separate hospitals being misdiagnosed with a migraine before they one doctor was actually smart enough to take it a step further and test for stroke. So that's a common misdiagnosis of stroke, is doctors say they either have a seizure or a migraine, and it's not the case.
Well, Amy, so, I know that you and your family are raising awareness. Tell us what you guys are doing to raise awareness for pediatric stroke.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. This was such a great idea. It's a Tarp toy drive, and when my son was in the hospital here in Las Vegas, and when we took him to Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, the one thing I noticed when Danny and I were taking turns walking up and down the hall to go get snacks and go use the restroom and whatnot, I looked in the other rooms, kids were by themselves, not just for hours, but for days, sometimes weeks. And my son was terrified, and we always had somebody by his side. And I can't imagine a child sitting in there by themselves with not even a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, nobody to sit there and have the time. And not everybody has that luxury to sit there and rub their forehead, rub their feet, and hug them and tell them everything's going to be okay. So when we had visitors come in to see Jerry, everyone would bring stuffed animals and toys and balloons, and the stuffed animals really were the best because he was able to hold on to, you know, to his favorite, hug on to his favorite whenever there was a scary moment or, you know, a blood test had to be taken or blood had to be drawn. He would grab on to those stuffed animals and, you know, with his right side, because with his left side, he couldn't do it. So that's
Amy, we're coming up on a quick break. Can you stay for a little while longer?
Oh, of course.
Okay, all right. Well, stay on hold, okay? Don't go away. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom who's working the dial. So the reason why we're spending time on stroke this month is it's a National Stroke Awareness Month, and I have Amy Tarkanian, television personality, community leader, mom, good friend, on with us because, you know, she's bringing up a lot of issues that we are concerned about, not only as parents and grandparents, but, you know, neighbors, et cetera, where you have a child who could have a headache or a child that is like, hey, you know what, mom, I need glasses. And I'm not saying every child that needs glasses or starts to get a little blurry vision is having a stroke, but these are some of the symptoms that elude even doctors. And Amy Tarkanian went through this with her child. And Amy, again, thank you for joining us. When little Jerry was in the hospital, what type of treatment did they give him?
Oh, man, they were great. I mean, first of all, when my husband took him in, they called code white, and a nurse told me the entire floor just froze because they weren't used to hearing that. The doctors that saw our son first here in Las Vegas, they said in their 20 to 25 years of practice, this is the first or their second case that they had seen ever
for pediatric
strokes. Yeah.
Yep.
So everyone was just, you know, on top of it. Everyone was great. Everyone was concerned. They gave him CAT scans, x-rays, ultrasounds, MRAs, MRIs, CT angiograms. We pretty much did everything except for the adult version of an angiogram, which is, you know, the more invasive way going through the groin area. He did it all.
It's incredible. And you know, and you had mentioned.
Still haven't found all the blood spots.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and thank God he started to regain his ability to use his left side of the body, his arm, and his, and being able to walk, et cetera. And, you know, it affects, I guess, 25 in 100,000 newborns, 12 in 100,000 children, and it unfortunately is the sixth leading cause of death in children. Stroke happens a lot more often than we think. And with the misdiagnosis, and I hate using the word misdiagnosis because we're not, you know, trying to accuse somebody of doing it wrong, but in terms of how these symptoms that are very common in kids, stumbling, clumsiness, blurry vision, things like that, could be little mini strokes that precede something major. And you said that there's a child who had four strokes. Tell us about that child.
Right. We've just become friends with him recently. He's the only other pediatric stroke survivor that we're aware of here at this time with us here in Las Vegas. But he had four strokes last year. He had one every 90 days, and he was turned away from two hospitals being told that he had just a migraine until finally a doctor took it a step further and said no. By the time they got to this point, he'd already had multiple. He'd already had, I think, two strokes by the time they diagnosed him with actually having strokes. And his stroke was, I think the third one was so bad that he actually couldn't move his entire body. They couldn't wake him up for two solid days.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, there you can definitely have a mini stroke, and then you can have a full-blown all-out stroke, and that's what this other child had, unfortunately. But he is recovering extremely well, which is, you know, very promising to see and to witness and to be a part of. These kids are resilient. These kids have the best outlook on life, and they are so determined to get better. It's impressive to watch.
Exactly. I know.
Numbers,
I know. Thank God.
The numbers that you mentioned,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are also, they're a bit skewed sometimes, too, depending on if you know, which website you're looking at. If you're looking at the CHASA website, the American Heart Association and Stroke, you know, website. And a number of those children that they state that do have the strokes annually, they're also in utero.
Right.
So you don't even realize that kids who haven't even been born yet, haven't even been given a chance, some of those kids have actually had strokes.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
It is. It blows my mind. So we have the TARC Toy Drive campaign, which I love because, you know, like we talked about, you know, these kids, very difficult when you have a stroke to play with a Transformer toy or a Betty Crocker bake set, obviously. And the stuffed toys, they provide a lot of warmth and cuddles, but it's raising awareness. Tell me about the TARC Toy Drive campaign.
Right, and that's what we're hoping. We're hoping to help bring a feeling of safety, a feeling of comfort to these children who are in the hospitals, because it's scary. It's scary not just for the parents to watch their child suffering, but it's scary for the kids. So scary. Yep. And there's so many kids out there who don't have the mom or dad, don't have the aunt or uncle or the grandma or grandpa to stay by their side every waking moment. And it just breaks my heart. I can't tell you how many kids were there in the days that we were at the hospital with not one visitor. And so if they had just something just to sit by and to snuggle and to cuddle with, you know, when it's time for more tests to be done, then so be it. And I hope that the community would come out and participate and help these little kids to feel that, you know, that they're loved and everything's going to get better, hopefully.
And we know we have a lot of listeners that are listening worldwide. And you know, for any of you that want to participate in, you know, helping kids that, you know, are suffering, you know, in the hospital, not only from stroke, but from injury or illness, you know, we would love to make this a national campaign. Anybody that wants to, you know, help or have ideas to help, you could definitely contact me at drdahlia.com. How can people contact you, Amy?
Well, we put together a Facebook page as well, and it's TARC, T-A-R-K, Toy Drive. So TARC Toy Drive, go on the Facebook page. We just created it late last night, so that way we can get some traction going. And I've already had people from numerous states reach out, from Northern Nevada, of course, because we're stationed here in Southern Nevada. But this is something that, you know, it's not a racial issue. It's not a gender issue. It's not a religious issue. This is a, hey, everyone loves kids. Nobody wants them to feel alone or afraid. So, you know, why narrow it down to just Las Vegas? We could take this out as further, you know, as far as possible. Like you said, nationwide, there's kids all over the place.
Exactly.
And why not help them feel safe?
So to review, guys, we're collecting new stuffed toys. They have to be new, okay, because we're obviously bringing them into the hospital to kids, so we want to make sure they're as clean as possible. And there's going to be multiple locations on my website and on the Facebook page, TARC Toy Drive. Really quickly, Amy, I want to say before we close, your father-in-law, Jerry Turkanian, unified the city of Las Vegas, and people rallied together for the very first time, for being just kind of a tourist coming and going gaming town to a unified city. And here we have little Jerry Turkanian doing the same thing, except nationally unifying us to make awareness for pediatric stroke. I think what you and your family and little Jerry and your father-in-law have done is amazing, and I really, really thank you for coming forward and talking to us about this.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, and thank you for helping us get the message out, Dahlia. I just can't thank you enough.
No worries. All right. Thank you, Amy Turkanian. We really, really appreciate it. We'll have you back on soon, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good day, Dahlia.
You too. All right, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to hit some medical headlines. But one quick point I want to bring up that Amy Turkanian brought up is we have kids in hospitals where the parents can't visit them. And it's not by choice. I think a lot of parents want to be there with their children. But I remember taking care of kids in the hospital, and you'd see mom and dad alternate. But those were the ones who were lucky enough to not have to work or take care of the other kids. And those were the ones lucky enough to have a two-parent home. We got a lot of single parents out there. We have a lot of single parents with multiple kids. We have parents in other towns that come to Vegas or UCLA or Salt Lake City or John Hopkins, etc. And no support system. And it's just something that you don't think happens, but it does. You know, can you imagine being a little kid without your mama there? So the TARC Toy Drive is a great thing that, you know, we came up with to get stuffed toys into these little kids' arms and, you know, anything we could do to help. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.